Thank you for joining me on Wrestling Overview, Mr. Where I come to you guys with another episode. First starting off with some news on whether Bayley will be returning. I'm sure everybody's seen the rumors and heard that Bayley's supposed to be returning soon. Well, this has been confirmed that she will be returning, but we're just not sure on an exact date or if she will be returning on pay-per-view or on a regular show or what it will be, but it most likely won't be any of this week's shows. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. As you know, it's been, I think, almost a year since she's been off of WWE TV, and the last time she was on there, she was feuding with Bianca Belair, so maybe they'll continue this rivalry, maybe they'll have something new. Most likely something new. I think something new would be a lot more interesting, but it'll still be good, I think, to see her back in the ring. It's been a long time, and I think they sort of need someone like Bayley in the WWE Women's Division right now. So there's a lot of backstage talk on, I'm probably going to be saying this wrong, Claudio Castagnoli debuting in AEW. I'm talking about a lot of backstage talk in WWE, that is. We know that AEW has been offering a lot of contracts as of late, and obviously they can't, you know, offer big money contracts to every wrestler every time. So a lot of people in WWE were surprised by the fact that he didn't re-sign with WWE and instead signed to AEW. A lot of people were thinking that he must have gotten a big money contract. AEW must have offered him a contract that was either the same as WWE's or even more, which was something they thought they weren't going to do. And it could have been that, or maybe that he just wanted to go someplace else. Also, I think a lot of people think that maybe some people are not going to stay just because of how much money they're being offered, which is more likely, but I think that maybe a lot of people also want to go elsewhere and not spend, you know, their whole career in AEW or WWE. That could have been the case too, but we'll see how well all this goes. So Miro has teased that his wife Lana will possibly be joining him in AEW eventually. We know that she's been released and has been doing a lot of other things for the time, so she's been, quote, really, really busy. But I think that the chances of her joining him in AEW are definitely there. I think it definitely could work, especially with this storyline. Unfortunately, he did not win his match at AEW Forbidden Door, but I think that, you know, just having her and Miro on TV again would be really good. They did really well in WWE always when they were together on screen, so I think that would be really good. He definitely teased that she would possibly be joining, but I don't think it'll be anytime soon. But that is it for this episode. Has to be a very short, unfortunately, you know, but I'll be back with another episode very soon. If you want to help support the podcast, hit that listener support button. Don't forget to follow and share podcasts with anyone that you think would be interested. Mr. Y signing off.